Monday. If you listened to last week's show, we would like to extend our deepest apologies for the short-sighted, offensive intro that our intern submitted. And this was, I think, 2 weeks ago, not last week, because last week we forgot to do an intro. So this is our apology for that, you know. We suspended him for the time being. It'll never happen again. I have written this week's intro by myself with absolutely no help from anyone else. That being said, if you're new around here, let me tell you what this show is like. Listen.
Laughing at your own work?
Listening to the 8-Bit Geek is sort of like farting into a Ziploc bag and sniffing it. People give you weird looks, like when you do it in public. Everyone tells you you should stop, but you can't. It's just too satisfying. I know I'll never stop. My name is Jeremy, and with me today are two men whose farts I enjoy smelling almost as much as my own.
Man, that's a very weird thing for you to like publicly admit.
You know,
like, I think you're gonna have to like recategorize our show. I think this is gonna have to go into like the for adults only, like I don't know, smut corners of it.
I have my own OnlyFans. Okay,
smutcast.
I'm Doug, I guess.
I'm Kevin. Can't pop. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Kevin's butt is like a Pringles can.
Oh no.
The pizza flavor.
What?
I don't know how to react to that.
I hate it.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Listen. I wholeheartedly regret telling people that I would read anything that they wrote for the intro.
I think if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure we warned you.
No, no, you with open arms. You said,
I think we said, well, we probably did like, go like, yeah, do it. Send him. He'll read whatever he's like fucking Ron Burgundy. He'll read whatever's on a fucking teleprompter. Yeah. Send in your nastiest shit. But at the same time, I'm sure we're also like, that's a bad idea, bud.
I was inviting.
At least we're recording and not doing it live anymore.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I haven't edited anything down except for one thing.
Uh-oh.
Somebody didn't check last Tuesday to see if I did it or not. Somebody said that they would be very angry if I didn't edit out the spoily.
Oh no.
Did you check last week to see if I did it or not?
No, of course not, because I trusted that you would do it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, are you just saying that so that way you can get an answer out of me?
Well, I'm assuming you did it.
Of course I did it.
You just said I don't edit except for that one time when I, oh, wait, you know, so I assume you did. Otherwise, I'd be very mad. You spoiled a big thing.
It was a little
thing. I don't remember what you spoiled. It's been a week.
It was, okay, it was, it was who did it, who done it on that, that werewolf werewolves movie.
Ah, yes.
When I said,
beep, they have to edit me.
When I said, when it was the
American Airlines pilot, what did we say it was?
The plane. So it was, I was expecting someone to comment on it and be like, hey, that was really weird when that edit came in because it's out of nowhere. But then you hear it again later on with the explanation, but nobody said a thing. I was very surprised. Maybe
because they just listened through and were like, oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah. I was expecting someone to be you know.
Yeah, the person that comments before they actually like finish the thing, yeah. And then mm-hmm. and then yeah, it's like explained to them 2 seconds later.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
so Kev,
me,
yeah.
Don't shake your head, Kev.
Hi.
I heard that you went to go visit your father.
Yeah, I just got back today. Yeah, it was fun. I went to go visit him for the weekend. My uncle actually came down from Chicago as well, so that was really cool. We did some fishing, just hung out and caught up and just relaxed.
So you did some fishing, you just hung out and relaxed. Nothing crazy?
No. I mean, they're in their 70s, man. We're not going to go fucking hit bars up and
I've heard a little different because
not
I wanted
this pandemic.
I wanted to see what you actually did, and I wanted to compare it because, unbeknownst to you, we actually have your dad on the line.
What? Dad?
Yeah.
Hey.
Kev, it's me, your dad.
So, Mr. Clem, I'd like to...
That Sergeant Clem to you, scumbag!
Wait.
Oh, he was in the Navy, not the Army.
I never said it had anything to do with the Navy or the Army. That's just my nickname.
So, how do you not know your dad's nickname?
Me?
It's your dad!
Sergeant Dad? I've never called him Sergeant Dad before.
No, it's Sergeant Clem.
No, never called him that either.
All only right. Your mom called me Sergeant Dan.
So
Sergeant Clem. Does your son's story hold up, and is there any
no
rules? Oh, okay, what?
Shit got wild.
What happened?
Oh, here's the thing. So this fool shows up like Friday afternoon.
That's about right.
He walks in with $400 in singles.
Oh.
And he said, Papa, let's go see some big titty bitches.
That definitely sounds like Kev.
That's my MO.
So he took me and his uncle down the street to the you know, the Ted's Body Shop and TNA. They'll tune up your car while they tune up your, you know.
Whoa.
And we got the buffet, and we got lap dances, and we left there at 5 the next morning. Because we got to get to the lake just in time for the fishing.
That's true.
Oh, okay. So I thought maybe going to the club was what he meant when he said fishing.
Well, we fished a little bit, but we also brought some of them bitches with us. And wouldn't you know, when you got a small boat only meant for four people and you've got three dudes and eight bitches, it don't float so well.
Yeah, that's true. It tipped over many times.
The boat sank?
It turned over a lot. We all got real wet.
Okay. So.
Nope, not touching that one. Not touching it.
Well, Sergeant Clem, I'd like to thank you for your time. I know it took a lot for you to figure out how to call, but I do appreciate it.
It's all right. I got to get back. I got another reservation at Ted's Body Shop and TNA. I've met someone.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Kev, how do you? Well, okay, well, let's let him go, and then we'll talk about it later. All right, Sarge, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, boys.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Kev, did you know that your dad has met someone?
Looks like I'm gonna have a new mommy soon.
What if that's
well, we can't have nice things.
What if that's true though? Like, what would you be like, this is super weird, my dad at 70 800 years old and finding another woman? Like, would you accept it, or would you be like, nah, no.
If they were around the same age, yeah. I mean, like, all of a sudden, if it was an obvious gold digger, I'd be like, well, first off, you're not getting much. And, you know, but like, I mean, if it was someone around his age or someone around like that, you know, he's built a rapport with, I'm not going to hold him back. I mean, you know, you only get one life, man. Enjoy. Make yourself happy.
What if she was 50? Is that okay?
I mean, once again, if they're into each other, if it doesn't seem like there's any ulterior motives, if it's love, then it's love.
Okay. So what's the age then where you're cutting it off? Like, cause you just said,
I would say something like 20s or 30s. Like that would be a little ridiculous. Okay. I think
first of all, if your dad was,
if they're younger than me,
if your dad pulled a woman who was 20 or 30, there's nothing that you should do but applaud that man.
Yeah, there's obviously there's something, he's got some game that we don't know about.
Yeah, man.
It's that Polish charm. Yeah. I think
words that have never been spoken before, I feel like.
Yeah, that's the first it's ever been said.
Yeah.
God, holy. That was a great call. That was a great call. Do you guys believe in the aura of sexuality aura around someone? Like speaking of attraction and stuff, and like an older person pulling like a younger person, whether it be man, woman, whatever. Do you believe that like if you are around someone, there is a certain like almost like a, I don't know what you would call it, like a scent or something, or pheromones that you put off, pheromones, right? Yeah. Do you think that there is something to that where pheromones are set off and some people have more and then others are just more attracted to somebody else than they normally would be, like to a normal schmuck, you know?
I think it's confidence. I think confidence is the pheromone. Like someone who can go out there and just be whatever the fuck they want, or even stick out in a crowd and not be a dick about it. I think that's going to be the one. Like I worked with a guy at Guitar Center that was in his 50s and he's looking like kind of like a rockabilly Lyle Lovett. And he was taking home a new girl every night, you know? And the dude just, I mean, it was just, he had that style and he had that confidence and he shot his shot, and 9 times out of 10, it went in. And I think that's what it is. It's just that confidence. You got to have that. You got to have just know. You basically got to not have to give a fuck, but give a fuck, you know? If you could find that swag, that swagger about, I think you'll be just fine.
Interesting. What about you, Tug? Do you believe in that? No.
I mean, yeah, I think that there are people who, it's like a mix of confidence and charm and stuff. But then, I mean, there is a scientific thing about like the pheromones and stuff, but I don't necessarily know that like people... like
put out not, more not like than anim- someone else.
While we're animals, we're not necessarily like animals where it's just like oh, there's a girl nearby, like pheromones. But I will say, and this might be TMI, but like, you know, I can tell when it is prime time to impregnate my wife. even if we're not trying, because it's just like, I'm just like, dude, we gotta do something tonight. Like stuff's gotta go down. And she'll be like, okay, but like I'm ovulating. And it's like, and she's like, how do you always know? And so there's probably some like science to that where it's like my body knows from like pheromones or whatever from being around her that like, hey dude, yo, she in heat. Prime time, get that seat in there. So I think there's like, you know, there's like a science to that. But as far as like those people that are just like everyone's attracted to, you know, they walk into a room and everyone's heads turn, you know, and everyone's, you know, I think that's, a mixture of just like charm, confidence, and probably, also some, I guess Donald Trump, I guess his money, I guess that's what his thing is. I was like, there's something about like where people want to fuck that dude apparently, right? So I guess there's, but I think it's those things where they see that in him, or, you know, not just him, but like he's an ugly motherfucker. I was gonna say like, maybe it's also looks, but sometimes people don't care. But maybe it's the charm and the you know, the, I don't know, how their projected self-worth as well. Like, that's probably majority of it most of the time.
Yeah, I agree with that. I wonder what our fans think about that question. Make sure to let us know over in the Discord, okay? Let us know. I think that's our show for Monday. That went by really quickly because I had so much fun talking to Sergeant Clem.
We should have him on the show more often. I like talking to Dad.
We should. Yeah, your dad should be a regular.
Yeah.
All right. Until tomorrow, we got Top 5 Tuesday, and we're actually doing Top 5 Brendan Fraser movies, and this should be a lot of fun. I know that our Patreon members may have heard us come up with a Top 5 probably a year or two ago of Brendan Fraser, but we've never brought it to the mainstream. And we're
as
doing
far as
it.
We know, because we did we sometimes release episodes of The Diner on our main feed. So surely this is new for everyone. If not, oh well.
Yeah.
Maybe our lists are different.
Edition.
Maybe our lists are different. Yeah, for sure.
That's right.
They could have changed. All right. Until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.